This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abayim. I want to share with you a point b'iyun on Yevamos Nun Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings a machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon regarding the status of a bageres to a kohen gadol. Rav Meir holds a kohen gadol cannot marry a bageres. Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon hold a kohen gadol could marry a bageres. Rav Meir, who holds a kohen gadol, cannot marry a bageres. However, kohen gadol could marry a woman who somebody lived with shalei kedarka. And Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon say, while a kohen gadol can marry a bageres, he cannot marry a woman who somebody lived with her shalei kedarka. The Mishnah LeMelech has a fundamental chakira regarding the halacha, regarding the mitzvah, that a kohen gadol could only live with a besula. What is this din that a kohen gadol could only live with a besula? That is the shaila of the Mishnah LeMelech. The Mishnah LeMelech has a very big chakira in Hilchos Yisro Abia, Perek Yod Zayin, Halach Yod Gimel. The Mishnah LeMelech says, the Perek Habal Yivimtoi, U Mikosav Zela Manush HaBu'ula Asur LeKohen Gadol. So there's a din that a Kohen Gadol cannot live with a Be'ula. Yesh lehistapek im Be'ula zu, sha'asar ha'kosav im hainu davka kishenivala v'hoitzi dam. The din of a Be'ula is that only if he lived with her and he was moitzi dam, de'ein la besulam, that she doesn't have besulam anymore. In other words, is it only if she, her besulam were broken? But let's say he lived with her behataya. The Gemara Ksubas talks about a type of bia where somebody goes off to the side without breaking the besulim. Let's say a man had relations with a woman, and she's still her besulim are intact. V'adayim besulaysa kayom in mahu. The Gemara Ksubas says on Vavam Beis roiv bekin behataya, and it's mashma over there, and it's muchach over there that it doesn't remove any blood. That's why it's mutar on Shabbos. So, the Isser of Be'ula that we learn out from the Besula, do we need her to have actual Besulim? And as long as she has Besulim, even though she's a Be'ula, she's Mutter. Or do we say, Be'ula is Be'ula? And in that case, let's say a man had relations with a woman Bahara, and not full-fledged Bia. Well, that Asser, the woman to a Kohen Gadol. And in the Arichas of the Mishnah LeMelech, he says, L'chayra, it should be Tali on the Machlekes, Rav Meir, and Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, according to Rav Meir, that a woman who had relations shalai kedarka is mutter to a kohen gadol. So that implies that you have to actually break the besulim. And if dam did not come out, then it could be, if a man did hataya, it could be she would be mutter. Masha Inkein, according to Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, who say that a woman who had bia shaloi kedarka is asur to a kohen gadol, that clearly means you don't need the besulim to have been broken. As long as she has a din of be'ula, she's asur to a kohen gadol. According to Rav Elazar Reb Shimon, the din that a kohen gadol could only marry a besula, not a be'ula, clearly it's not dependent on that. Meaning, according to Rav Elazar Reb Shimon, we see that if bia shaloi kedarka asurs her, then there's no din she has to have besulim. In other words, there's no din that if she doesn't have besulim, she's asur. Because even if she does have besulim, she'll be asur if it's bia shalai kedarka. So according to Rav Elazar Reb Shimon, has nothing to do with the removal of the besulim. Mashein Kain, according to Reb Meir, who says that bia shalai kedarka, the woman is mutter to a kohen gadol, so it could be it is dependent on the breaking of the besulim themselves. Okay, so just a point of iyun, the Mishnah LeMelech, Perek Yudzayin Hilchos Yisro Bia, Halacha Yud Gimel. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.